Today with Claire Byrne on RTE Radio 1 with Allcare Pharmacy. Discover a healthcare team that's always here for you at Allcare Pharmacy, Ireland's largest community pharmacy network.
Email todaycb at rte.ie.
Do you have a tendency to ignore or minimise your own feelings? Do you find yourself doing things you don't want to do just to maintain a relationship? Well, people pleasers are known for doing whatever it takes to make other people happy. And while being kind and helpful is generally a good thing, going too far to please others means that you're left feeling emotionally depleted and even stressed and anxious. Dr. Claire Crow is a senior paediatric clinical psychologist and member of the Psychological Society of Ireland, and she's with us on the line now to tell us all about this thing called codependency. Good morning, Claire.
Good morning, Claire.
Thank you very much for joining us this morning. So tell us firstly, what is this codependency?
So codependency is a relational style that results from not being really able to love yourself. Instead, so other people's love, attention or validation is central to your sense of self-worth. So a codependent person needs to create their sense of self-esteem by being the constant, selfless caretaker. And the key here is that the relationship is unbalanced, as the needs of the other person will always trump the needs of the self. So it's not a mental health condition, but like most things, codependence exists in a spectrum. So, which is why you might notice mild or moderate or severe manifestations of these symptoms in yourself.
So tell us then about when it goes from being a good trait, you know, being mindful of others and their needs, to then tipping over on the spectrum, as you say, into when it starts to become a problem.
Yeah, I suppose the key issue here is if you have low self-esteem, then your codependence is going to cause a problem for you. So if your self-esteem is predicated on doing things for others, you're going to be consumed by guilt if you're not always in that mode. So for example, if you've had a long day at work and you'd like to go for a walk in the evenings, but actually you go and call into a relative and drop in the newspaper because you think they'd like that. But also you also know, if I went for that walk, I'd be so consumed by guilt and anxiety for not doing that other piece for the friend. So in this instance, your self-esteem is directly related to pleasing other people and not yourself. And if you base your external, if you base your internal worth on external sources, that sets up a real cycle of difficulty for you, because you get so busy anticipating and meeting the needs of others that you lose your own sense of self and identity in the process.
Mm-hmm. So even if you went for the walk, you'd still feel so bad about yourself that you might not have bothered, because it's not a pleasant experience for you.
Exactly. So it's quite a painful experience to be at the extreme end of codependence, because you're constantly working harder and harder to keep everybody and everything under control. And of course, this is impossible. So, you know, the harder you work, you actually do feel an internal anger and frustration. And often, like I say, these feelings are kept inside. So it may manifest as anxiety, or ultimately lead to kind of like a breakdown where you just can't do anymore because you're absolutely depleted and exhausted. Mm-hmm.
So one of the questions we ask ourselves if we were trying to find out or ascertain whether we have this problem, do you do things you don't want to do to make another person happy? What other questions, Claire, should we be asking ourselves to establish whether we have an issue?
Yeah, I guess, do you feel most comfortable when you're giving? Do you try to please others instead of yourself? Have you an overdeveloped sense of responsibility? Do you feel extreme guilt or anxiety when other people have a problem? Do you try to be all things to all people? Do you get angry when people refuse your help? Because remember, your self-worth is based on doing things for them. Do you feel you need to prove yourself to be good enough to be loved? Do you try to be perfect and become exhausted in that process? Mm. So it's the signs of it are, you know, they can be familiar to a lot of us. And, you know, when we're saying one in four of us have this codependent relational style. And I suppose the key here is to make sure that it doesn't become that out of control space. So part of that is about really looking at, I suppose, your boundaries. How do you manage this? And the key to this is to look, if you've little boundaries, you know, emotional boundaries, in terms of you don't understand where your rights or responsibilities lie. So, for example, if the neighbour asks you to collect or to drop their kids to school every day, and you say, yeah, that's no problem. But it puts you and your family under a lot of pressure. The key here is that you've lost your negotiation skills to say, okay, actually, maybe we could do 1 week on and 1 week off. You know, if you're constantly, offering up a boundary that says, I'll keep doing things for you, but I won't ever take back for me. At that point, it's unsustainable, really.
Okay. Let me bring you some of the messages I see here in front of me, Claire. Mary from Malahide says, I think the description people pleaser is pretty derogatory. Lots of people like to offer help with family and children, etc. We have to prioritise, but I think it's an important example for the next generation. What do you say to that?
Absolutely. And Mary's so right. Kindness is so important, and we do want to create a generation of people who have great humanity and compassion. And, you know, we do model to our children, you know, we'll tell them to share with their sister or to be kind to others or to carry that bag for somebody else. We're always creating that model of we want you to be kind to others. But self-esteem is also about being kind to yourself. And that's the key here. This is, you know, there needs to be a point where you can mind yourself too. That idea of you need to put on your own oxygen mask before you can put it on a child in an airplane. So you really need to do that for yourself psychologically. Mm-hmm. So there is that point of saying, you know, if you've lost your sense of who you are, and I think Mary makes a good point, because parenthood is often a key point where, you know, we do so much for the other person. We, you know, you stop your activities, your hobbies, everything becomes about this newborn baby. And you do lose that sense of who you are and your identity and your self-esteem. Yeah, so that's a really important point where it's good role modeling to take on something for you. It can be something small. It can literally be that one walk in the week, something that says, this is me, this is who I am. And it's really important to hold on to that for your emotional and psychological well-being.
Because Martin has been in touch, and he says that the problem is that in trying to please other people, the people pleasers don't please themselves, which is exactly the point you were making. But Martin suggests that that makes them resentful of other people. Can that be an outcome?
It can be an outcome, absolutely. Because if you're constantly doing things for people, you also have an expectation that other people will want to do that too. It can build up to a sense of frustration that you're the one constantly giving. And that's the point really where I would be thinking, you know, professional support is important there. If you get to a point where you're feeling consumed by resentment and anger, then you do really need help in terms of learning how to renegotiate a healthy balance in your relationships. Because remember, if you're a codependent person, you're really working at a very extreme level. So you're expecting everybody else to pull themselves to pieces, to do everything for everybody else. But that's actually not a healthy dynamic.
Yeah, and so then if they don't, you're going, well, why isn't she doing what I'm doing? And that's where the resentfulness comes in. Veronica has been in touch. She experienced, it would seem, exactly that. So glad to hear this subject being discussed. She says, I know about this and I struggle with it. I had my own business once and it was disastrous for my own well-being because of people-pleasing. So it comes to a head and things fall apart, which is the outcome at the extreme end of it. Is it, Claire?
Yeah. And the key for that for Veronica is, you know, to set boundaries. If we can set boundaries, you do it with a graceful or neutral tone. You know, it can feel uncomfortable at first, but if you take care of yourself, the personal power you gain will make it easier. Mm-hmm. And, you know, when you set boundaries, you don't need to justify or give excuses or explain your feelings. You can just be firm, gracious and direct.
People saying that we're encouraging selfishness, but I think you've been very clear on that, Claire, that kindness and compassion are great traits to have and to practice, but you've just got to create a bit of space for yourself as well.
Yeah, and in a way, it's a kindness for yourself. You know, we're absolutely not dismissing the importance of kindness and humanity, but we're also saying it starts with yourself too, to have that kindness. You know, if it is that example of, you know, dropping newspapers to the neighbour. Well, you know, if it's possible to say, can somebody else do that today? Because I'm going to be kind to myself and have a walk today. So it's not about forgetting the needs of others, but it's really about remembering your own needs in that too.
Mm-hmm.
And often we find, you know, the people who have this codependent relational style are often people who are key caregivers. So they have a lot of children, other family members dependent on them. So their well-being needs to be safeguarded because so many people look to this family member to help them at times of crisis or in daily needs.
And Claire, can I just ask you, where does this start? Is it a personality trait that is with you? It's part of your DNA, or is it something that starts in childhood?
Yeah, like most things, we'll say, you know, it's there is a personality trait to it. So if you're more susceptible to scoring high on anxiety or need for approval, you're more likely to have a codependent style. If you've experienced early life trauma, you're more likely to want to resolve and fix things for people. Someone in the family will generally take on that characteristic. Or if there's addiction or substance abuse, you're more likely to have this. But again, you know, like I said, it's the spectrum. You know, most of us can relate to this being an important part of being human.
Yeah.
That social connection and support.
All right, Claire, we'll leave it there for now. But it's been absolutely fascinating to talk to you and lots of people getting in touch on that one. That's Dr. Claire Crowe on codependency and people pleasing. We'll probably return to that again, I would say, back after this break.
Text 51551 today with Claire Byrne on RTE Radio 1.